NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Egypt's Coptic Church is confirming 21 of its members were beheaded by the self-described Islamic State in Libya. ISIS releasing a video today showing the murders. Egypt's president has convened the National Defense Council and has declared 7 days of mourning. The Israeli government plans to spend $46 million to encourage Jews in France, Belgium, and Ukraine to move to Israel. As NPR's Emily Harris reports from Jerusalem, the decision followed two deadly attacks in Denmark Saturday, one of which killed a Jewish guard at a synagogue.
Before his cabinet approved the plan, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called for mass immigration of Jews from Europe to Israel. Denmark's chief rabbi said he was disappointed with Netanyahu's remarks. He told NPR that immigration is a personal decision, but that Jews should not allow terrorism to change their lives. Israel has seen immigration rise from France and Ukraine in particular last year. The $46 million program will pay for Hebrew lessons, information sessions, and other assistance. The government plan noted that immigrants boost Israel's society and economy. Emily Harris, NPR News, Jerusalem.
In Canada, thousands of railway workers are on the picket line after a midnight deadline passed without an agreement. Government officials say they will look at all available options, saying the strike by the 3,000 workers of the Canadian Pacific Railway puts the country's economy at risk. The federal government is proposing new rules to allow the use of small commercial drones. The Federal Aviation Administration says use of the drones, though, would come with restrictions, including that the drones have to remain in sight of the operator and no nighttime flying. Michael Drobach with the Small UAV Coalition says the proposed rules are a mixed bag, but he says they are essential to advancing commercial use of drones.
This is a good first step. No matter what we think of the substance, getting these out was vital.
The FAA says it will probably take a couple of years before the drone rules are finalized. Boston now has 7 feet of snow on the ground, courtesy of four storms in the last 3 weeks. The latest storm last night left a foot of fresh snow on the ground, and that has the city's mayor, Marty Walsh, asking people to stay home and remain patient as road crews get to work. Simone Rios is with member station WBUR. He has more.
Department of Transportation has announced that there are 3,300 crews out there that are plowing state roads. The Massachusetts National Guard is also involved in the effort. And South Boston, they've begun closing two-way roads and turning them into one-way roads. And the mayor said at his press conference this morning that that model could be expanded to other parts of the city.
Simone Rios reporting from Boston from member station WBUR. This is NPR News. Former poet laureate Philip Levine has died. His wife says he died at home in California less than a month after being diagnosed with pancreatic and liver cancer. The Pulitzer Prize winner is best known for his books News of the World and What Work Is. He also won a Pulitzer in Poetry in 1995 for a collection called The Simple Truth. Levine also taught at California State University, Fresno. Philip Levine was 87. Saturday Night Live celebrates its 40th anniversary tonight with a primetime special featuring comedy and music highlights from its nearly 800 episodes. From member station WKSU, Kabir Bhatia has more.
Hi from New York, it's Saturday Night!
When NBC launched SNL, it was to replace reruns of The Tonight Show that were essentially aired as filler. The network paid little attention, figuring the show's core audience would still be out on the town at that hour. But it quickly grew into a social barometer, which launched dozens of comedians and catchphrases.
We are two wild and crazy guys!
Well, isn't that special?
I got a fever, and the only prescription is more cowbell.
Tonight's anniversary show features guests including Bill Murray, Jerry Seinfeld, Tina Fey, and Eddie Murphy, who has not appeared on SNL in 31 years. For NPR News, I'm Kabir Bhatia.
At the weekend box office, 50 Shades of Grey took the top spot, bringing in an estimated $81.7 million. Kingsman: The Secret Service opened in second place, bringing in $35.5 million. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.